Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, whom we already saw in the flaws, B'siyata Dishmaya, Teiras Hashem, the first two shiur. In the first shiur, we asked numerous kashas on the sugya of the soldiers eating on kosher at war. In the second shiur, we started talking about the obligation to spend on a mitzvah. So now we will go to the third shir. And the yesod hadvarim that we saw in the previous shir, first of all, we saw that in a losasei, you have to spend everything, and in an asei, that we didn't go into, but certainly not everything. And the yesod that we saw was that when you uproot a mitzvah, that's the chomer of, that's where you have to spend everything, in order not to uproot a mitzvah. And we spoke about how it's akira biyadayim, when you oikir biyadayim, that's the chomer inyan, because you uprooted the Torah, when you go against what it says in the Torah actively, that's called akira. That's called uprooting the Torah. We gave numerous sources for that to prove that assertion, bolster that assertion. And the Mela, that is why you have to be so careful, because you know how to uproot the Torah. And that's what we were marrying in the previous shir. Now we'll continue again. This is a major, major topic, so we can't cover everything in one shir, but we will proceed and we will see more neflaos in Mirtz Hashem. The Ramban, again, this is based on the Torah Reign of Rabbeinu, that's of David. The Ramban, Al HaTorah and Parashas Yisro, writes that it's a mitzvah essay to have a hava, that all essays are a hava, they're expressions of a hava, love of God. And those essays are expressions of yiro, of fear of God. And therefore, mitzvah essays are bigger than mitzvah los essays. Because what's bigger, love or fear? Love. Love is greater than fear. So, memela, the essay is deichalos essay. Because essay is love and los essay is fear. And we want love, not fear. In the Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kiva Egel in Yevamah 7a, he's mitzayim l'divrei Rambam Elu, and the Gemara there that essay is doicha lo sasei, even though lo sasei is chomer minei. Nevertheless, an essay is doicha, even though lo sasei is more serious to be over in a lo sasei than not to be a mekayim in asei. Still, essay is doicha lo sasei. Because why? I'll tell you why. Because essay is ahava, and los essay is yira. And we want you to be in a place of ahava before you're in a place of yira. So therefore, an essay is doicha los essay. And for that reason, we even have ahava mina, that an essay is doicha los essay sheyesh boi kores. Because the essay is so stark. So we have to be miyashiv the Ramban the Gemara in Yevamis. Because the Ramban says that an essay is doicha lois essay, because essay is a hava, and a lois essay is yira. So why then does the Gemara say that a loisa say is chamor from an asay? An asay is more chamor than a loisa say. So asay is a hava, loisa say is yira. So how does the Ramban learn the Gemara? That's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that asay derech a loisa say, lav loisa say chamor mine. Isn't the loisa say more chamor? But according to the Ramban, it would seem the loisa say is not more chamor. The asay is more chamor because the asay is a hava, and the loisa say is yira. So why would the Gemara say that the loisa say is more chamor, when according to the Ramban it would come out that the asay is more chamor, because the asay is a hava, and the loisa say is yira? So we have to say pshat that omnam mitzad that small, the asay is more chamor than the loisa say. You want to just compare the asay independently against the loisa say? The asay is taka more chamor, as the Ramban asserted, because the asay is a hava, and the loisa say is yira. So the asay is more chamor. But by a loisa say, mitztaref bo unyan akirat davar min haTorah. By a loisa say, you also have this union of being oikir davar min haTorah that you don't have by an asay, as we explain. And parenthetically, there are Ochlener and Yuvamis writes that Losa says Chomer because it's Kumba Asay. And an Asay is only Sheva Al Taisa. And that's like we're saying. In other words, the Chomer of the Losa say, of the Chomer of the Losa say, is because it, when you're over, it's Kumba Asay. When it's Kumba Asay, Losa is Docha an Akiras HaTorah. An Akiras HaTorah. The Goli Krol is Chashe Rak B'Mitzvah Atzma. And the Pasuk was Megala, you know what? Put aside the Akiras Divrei Torah and just relate to the mitzvah itself. So the mitzvah saseh independently is more chamul than a mitzvah loisaseh independently. And that's why an essay is doicha loisaseh, like the Ramban writes. And then memela is no akira. You're not being oikir the Torah. In other words, it loisa say also has an inyan of akiras haTorah. That's why an loisa say should be is more chamor than the asay, because you're oikir the Torah. But if we say that you do the asay and not the loisa say, because you're mitchashev, you take into account only the mitzvah itself, kumtois, that there's no akira anymore, because you're not supposed to be mekayim the loisa say. When is it a considered akira when you have to keep the loisa say and you don't? But once we say that you're mitchashev only, you've only taken into account the mitzvah itself, and the meila asay is more chamor than a loisa say because asay is ahav and loisa say is yira, so that's no longer considered akira. Ayin b'zeh b'sefer meshech chochmeh b'parshas v'zois ha'brocha in Dvarim 34:12 ayin shem. So it's always pleasure to learn Meshech Chochmas. Akopanim, if you're mitzarif, the inyan of Akira, you take into account the fact that you're uprooting Torah, so then Lo Sisei is more chamor. But if you just look at the mitzvah itself, the Asay and the Lo Sisei is stronger because it's Ahava. And therefore we say in Asay, it's Derech HaLosei, you just look at the mitzvah itself, and now when you don't keep the Lo Sisei, so you're not being okay the Torah, because there is no more Lo Sisei, because the asay was doichem. And that's the salka daitach. That just like we're not mitchashev, just like we don't take into account the added element of what? Of akiras haTorah. We just look at the aveira itself. So too, we have a havamina that an essay should be doicha loisasei sheyesh bo kores, because you're not going to take into account the fact that yesh bo kores, because we're just going to look at the loisasei itself, the aver itself, without taking into account extrinsic factors. And therefore, we say that an essay should be doicha loisasei sheyesh bo kores. So the Maisa, the Maskanas Hadvarim, we don't say that by Karas. The Maisa, we say that an essay is not Teicha Loisa Ishish Bokaras. We do take the Karas into account. But the Gabe the Loisa say itself, there we say Ahava is Adif, Ahava is preferable, and Mimela. An essay is Deicha Loisisei, even though Loisisei has this element of Akira Satoira, but it's only Yira. And in Mela we say the essay, which is the Hav, is greater, and then once we say that the essay is Deicha Loisisei, so it's not considered Akira Satoira anymore. So that's Mamish, a beautiful Havana. Shel Divrei HaRambam, B'Shiluv HaRambam, B'Shiluv HaGmara B'Yevamot, B'Dav Zayin. And the Dvarim, Baruch Hashem, Meirim K'Sapirim, Moshe. אני אוהב להתבטא. אנחנו ממשיכים הלאה. הגמרא במסכת שבת, דף קוף למד גימל, ובגמרא במסכת ביצה, דף חטא עמוד ב', כתוב כך, איך יאמרין הנעשה את אוכל לא תעשה, כגון מילה בצרעת, דבעידנה, וכמעקר לב, כמוקים לעשה. So when do we say that essay is Deicha Loisisei? For example, Mila B'Tzaras. Mila B'Tzaras. You cut off, when you do the Bris Mila, you cut off together with the foreskin, you cut off some Tzaras. Normally, when somebody has Tzaras, it's an Issur D'oraisa to cut it off, you're not allowed to do that. But when it's on the foreskin, then you're allowed to do it, because the essay of Mila is Deicha Loisisei of cutting off Tzaras. Because Be'idna, at that very moment that you're uprooting the lav, you are fulfilling the assay. However, if when you're uprooting the lav, you're not fulfilling the assay, we don't say assay Deicha Loisisei. And that's as we've been explaining, that not being mekayeng a lav is akiras halav. You're uprooting it from the Torah. When you're going against it, you're uprooting it from the Torah. So there we only have a chiddush, we only have a chiddush of essay, Deicha Loisisei, b'mevatel akiras halav, when there is a kiyum asay, b'sman ha'akira. There has to be a kiyum asay, when you're uprooting the lois asay, then you're beseder. Otherwise, you're totally not beseder. You can't, the edit say it's not derech of the lois asay. If bisman kiyum haasay, dichias ha lois asay, there's no kiyum haasay. The only time you have permission to mekayim the asay is when you're oiker, the lois asay, you're mekayim an asay. Otherwise, you have no such permission. Viyitba'er ma shekatvu atosvot במסכת פסחים, בדף נוטט עמוד א' בדיבור המתחיל עתי, דבעשה נגד עשה, כשחד מניו, יש בו קראת, לא באי בעידנה. That if you have two עשה, one is דרך of the other, and one has karas, it doesn't need to be בעידנה. And we have to understand why that is. When essay is דרך of the say you need בעידנה. So why when essay is derech another assay, you don't need it to be be'idna. It doesn't have to be simultaneous. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. With an essay, there's no akira. When you're mekayim an assay, you're not uprooting it. A passive non-fulfillment is not considered an uprootion. It's not considered uprooting it. And the din of Be'idna is not mitzad etzem hadechia, ela mitzad ha'akira. The din of Be'idna is not because of the fact that A is doicha B, the essay is doicha losa say, it's because it's uprooting the losa say. In order to uproot the losa say, you need to be mekayim an asay at that time. Because you have an uprooting problem. And because of that, this doesn't apply to Dechiyas Aseh. I say there's no Akira. Since by an Aseh there's no Akira, Mimela, You don't need be'idna when it comes to an asay neged an asay, because that's not considered akira. Not doing an asay passively is not akira. Going against actively eloisa, that's considered akira. There you need that it should be simultaneous in order for that permission. But when it comes to an asay, you don't need permission. When it comes, you don't need simultaneous. It doesn't have to be simultaneous when it comes to an asay, because there's no akira. And again, this shtims beautifully mit unser yourself, with our yourself. And with this, we can explain, answer kasha of the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, Yuma 83a, that we referenced in a previous shir, based on what the Rambam writes on about a chola, Macholas Asuras 14:17, that if you have nevela against svicha yishvias, you have an unkosher animal, an animal that hasn't been shechted, and then you have vegetables that grew by themselves that you didn't purposefully plant and shvias, they just grew, the seeds fell into the ground, so that's svicha yishvias. So the din is that if you have to give a chola one of the two, you give him svicha yishvias, which are only asur medivrei sofrim, and not the nevela. But that's only because we're dealing with the derabbanan. But if it's a doraisa mamish shvias, yitei no nevela. If there's an isur doraisa involved in planting on shvias, then you would give the chola the nevela. Why is that? Shvias is only an asay. And nevela is a loisisay. And a loisisay is chomer from an asay. Shav sa oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. But here we're not talking about him doing avodas, because we're also losasay, sotchol sizmar, sotchol sizmar, kamchol sizmar, etc. Here we're talking about, as Rashi there explains, shvius la'achaz manabiyu. That's an asay. After you're supposed to get rid of the shvius, that there's an asay to no longer eat it after it's no longer available for the animal in the field. So the mela, the din is that that you give him the shvius, that you give him the nevela, not the shvius. It's only because here we're dealing with svichei shvius, which is derabbanan. But if we're dealing with shvius, which is doraisa, even though it's an asay, you're going to give him the nevela. And the question is, why give him the nevela? Also says chomer me'asay. That's the kasha of the Kapus Tamarim, of the Sefer Yom HaKippurim, written by the famous Rav Moshe Ibn Habib. So based on what we said, the issue is not Esev versus Leisasei. The issue is Kumva Asev versus Sheva Al Taisa. And Shvius, eating Lachar Zman Abil, is a Kumva Asev. So they're both Kumva Asevs, in the middle of the essay is Chomer. The asay is chomer, because we're dealing here with kumva asay. So that's the whole issue here. In Chedush HaChasim Sofer HaChaim Tarnu, it's pashut that by shvi is tzarech lehoitzi kol memoina. Because when you're dealing with kumva asay, ayin sham. When you deal with kumva asays, it's kol memoina. Unlike if it's not kumva asay, then you're not chayv kol memoina for a mitzvah. So that's why the essay is chomer, because we're dealing with two kumva asay. So eat them, give them the nevela to eat, and not the shvius. Based on what we said, we can also say that by an asay, even if it was an asay of sheva al taisa, the gabe pikuach nefesh, we would din a bakalak al tchila. Give him the lighter iser. But an avera b'mokum pikuach nefesh is not considered akira. So if it's not considered akira, give him the nevela. The whole Nidon is Mitzad Chomer Yisr Sheva. So when he does the Aveira, he's not being oiker anything. So now we just want to know, what's more Chomer? An Eser or Lose? Putting aside the Akila, because there's no Akila because it's Pikuach Nefesh. So what's more Chomer, the Eser or the Lose? The answer is, like we said, the Aseh. So that's why you should give him the Nevela. So we give him the Nevela because the Shavis is a Kum V'Aseh, eating Lachas Manabir, and therefore it's on the same footing as Nevela, and the Eser is going to beat the Lose say. Or because it's not considered Akira because we're dealing with Pikuach Nefesh, and Memela, you're going to, you just look at the Isser itself, and Essay is more Chomer than a Loisese. A Kala Kal Tchila, given the Loisese. Ma'achshav nira, shekol shechiyuvo mitzad atzivui, shayich bo hagbole, she'enu ela ad efsharut pe'ula, shemidata b'shlish, o b'chomesh, אבל בעקירת דבר מן התורה לא שייך הגבלה ואסורה העקירה בכל גבני, וכמו שכוסף בירושלמי יבעת לו שלמה וכו', ואל יבעת לו דובר אחד מן התורה. So now we can say as follows, that as long as the חיוב is מצד הציווי, why do you have to do something? Because you're obligated, so then you can say there's a הגבלה. So what's the הגבלה? So we have by an assay, we have a third or a fifth of your money. So there you can be magbil, a tenth we saw. There you could be magbil, the mitzvah shem. We'll get more into that in the future shiur. But there you can be magbil by an assay. You can limit the amount of spending. You could say at shlish, at chomesh. Like the Gemara says in Ksubis, Hamavazvez, Ayavazvez, Yeser Michomesh, and then we have the Sugya in Meseches Bava Kamma, and Daftes on the Beis, the Mitzvah at Shlish. What does it mean, Shlish? Shlish of what you have? And if you have three mitzvahs, then you're going to give everything. So Rav Huna Serb Zera says, Behidr Mitzvah at Shlish be Mitzvah. So, until a third of the mitzvah, you have to pay for the hiddur. So Tosis writes, Baba Kama, Yilei Mashlish Beisar, Mashmi, Dein Tzarech Uvaz, Beis Tomah, Manalik Nesesrug. It's Mashmi, you don't have to spend all your money to buy an Esrug, even if you're not going to find one for less, even though it's a mitzvah Iveris. You don't even have to give a third of your house. And we say, I'm a Vaz, Beis, I'm a Vaz, Beis, Yisr Mechoymish. And we have a chiddush in the Gemara in Sukkah that he paid 1,000 zuz. And it's Taka Paskin by the Ramah. So that's going to be the limit, and again, we'll hopefully get into that in the future. But in general, the Ramah Paskins, mitzvah sam ba'alivaz v'zias ha'michonish. So, akoponim, you can talk about hagbalah when you have to do the mitzvah because of the tzivui, and therefore hider mitzvah shlish, and the whole mitzvah at chomesh, aval be'akiras dovol min ha'toira, le'shayich hagbalah. But when you're uprooting something from the Torah, you can't talk about Hagbalah. V'asura ha'akira b'chol gavna. Uprooting the Torah. Now you have to pay everything not to do. And that's what we saw in the Yerushalmi, that Shlomo HaMelech. That's, let Shlomo be mizbatil, but not dover echad min ha'Torah. The Yud of Yarvel, Yarvel, Noshim came before Hashem. And he complained, look at Shlomo, he's taking more wives. And Hashem said, let 1,000 shlomos be bottled, but not one ice in the Torah. Because uprooting the Torah, you have to pay all your money for it. So when you talk about it, tzivui of a mitzvah, there's a hagbalah. When you talk about uprooting the Torah, there's no hagbalah for them. It's like dugma ledavar, ziyuf ha-Torah, the famous Marashal, based on Baba Kama Lamentes, to falsify the Torah, ziharag val-yavor, according to the Marashal, based on that story there in the Gemara. How can it be Yehorg Val Yavor? It's not one of the big three. The answer is falsifying the Torah. Yehorg Val Yavor. To uproot the Torah and to be over in a loss, you have to give all your money. All your money. And with this, we can answer the Kasha of Tosis and Sanhedrin. Dafayin Dalet on Mubbeis, Dibar Masla Ben Noach. And what the Gemara says, the Gemara there asks, clear, it's the Ben Noach mitzuvah al kiddush Hashem, b'gimel aveiros. For Ektosvis, I don't understand. It says v'chai b'hem by a chew. Lule, without the v'chai b'hem, are Yisrael mechuyev limsor nafshu al aveiros. Not for the v'chai b'hem, a chew would be obligated to give his life, not to sin. Not for the B'chai Behem. And the Ben Noach doesn't have the B'chai Behem. The B'chai Behem is unser's a gift. It's a Yiddish Zach, this B'chai Behem. It wasn't given to the Gentiles. So Mehechitesi, that the Goyis isn't Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. Mehechitesi the Potu. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaTosfos. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaMaharsha. B'Shiorei HaKorban Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Perikim Halacha Hei. Minchas Chinuch Reish Tzad Yivav Aleph. Hopefully in another juncture we'll talk about this more. Maybe we've spoken about this in the past. So based on what we explained here, the Jewish people were given the Torah, so every loisa says an akiras haTorah. And therefore, without the pasuk of v'chai b'hem, we'd have to be moser nefesh. Because it's akiras haTorah. But goyim aren't given the Torah. Goyim don't have Torah. So therefore they're not oikir the Torah. And the svora, there's no chiyuv, that they have to give up their lives for a tzivu. For just because of a command, they have to give up their lives, mechitesi. So the answer is maybe mitzad kiddush Hashem. That's the clear of the Gemara. Mitzad kiddush Hashem, maybe they have to give up their lives. But stam? On a tzivu, why would you have to give up your life? By a Jew, that's not the Svarach Yitzayinah. The Svarach Yitzayinah says, the standard logic says you don't have to give up your life. The only reason the Jew needs a v'chaybem is because for me, over the Lois, say is an uprooting of the Torah. For a guy that it's not an upbringing of the Torah, maybe there's no chiyuv for him to give up his life. There's only a shayla l'gavei kiddush Hashem. Maybe else kiddush Hashem is chayuv. So mirtz Hashem, mirtzos Hashem darkeinu, we will continue with this mahalach in the coming shir, and this is mamish gevaldik. Synthetic. So it comes out al kopanim that this hagbala of ad misli, you don't have to die, is misvara. But logically speaking, you don't have to give up your life not to do an aveira. And mammon, we spent in a previous year, is also an Indian of misa. And therefore, if there's a tzivui, you don't have to give up all your money either. Ani chashuv kemes. And therefore, it's limited to a fifth. Just where there's an akira, and one's uprooting a mitzvah, so there you have a heter of v'chai b'hem. So, you don't have to actually die. So there, one has to give up all of one's money when there's an akira. Because mammon is not included in misa. He doesn't have to actually die when there's a cure for Lysin, but he does have to give up all of his money. And that's interesting. I say, Kumba saying, Sheva Taisa, then Kol Mimona. Sheva Taisa, there's no a cure, and therefore you don't have to give Kol Mimono. And Misvar, you have a Hagbala, Mashen Ken Kumba say, it's only Mivachai Behem, you don't have to die, but you have to give Kol Mimono. The Emrebina brings Divrei Aramabi over there, but Sanchin Aindala to Gimel. In the Ritva and the Book of Yosef, Yivam is Sari Amar Aleph, that by a Mase Mitzvah, a Kohen is allowed to become Tomei. Even though he can hire somebody to become Tomei in his behalf, to be Metapol, the Mase Mitzvah, a Kohen doesn't have to be Tomei. Until a Kohen doesn't have to hire somebody, and he's allowed to become Tomei, even though he could hire somebody, because he doesn't have to spend money on his Frektim Rebina, and the Gilyan Amal Shoh, and some Shinai Dalit. I don't understand. It's a loisa say. He has to spend all of his money. My time, why do you say he doesn't have to pay somebody to be nitma to the mace? You know, top of the mace mitzvah. He has to spend all of his money. So based on what we said, it's not mitzvah chomer loisa say that he has to spend all of his money, but mitzvah akira. And if it's a mace mitzvah, it's not an akira, because it's a mitzvah. If he's not nitma, he'll be marviach the chomer iser. He won't be over in the loisa say. That is not chayv lehitzi kol mamonya. It's arachin, maybe you have to pay up the chomish. But definitely not kol more than a chomish. Maybe not kol mamonya. Because he's not uprooting the Torah. He's not uprooting the Torah because there's a mitzvah involved. And Meili wouldn't have to pay Kol Mamayna. Okay, So, Mr. Shem, Shem yitein lanu et hamoach, et hakoach, et simchat hachayim, ונראה המשך נפלאות מתורת השם בעזרת השם. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweeties, and much love, friends.